I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 6:45. In a surprise move, Dongyanna County Clerk Scott Kraling submitted his resignation Wednesday. Kraling turned in a resignation letter to Ben Rawson, chairman of the Dongyanna County Commission. In his resignation letter, Kraling stated his final day will be September 7th. Kraling's abrupt resignation comes about 2 months before the general election. NMPolitics.net reports that the county attorney's office has been investigating a complaint involving Kraling and former chief deputy clerk Roseanne Vasquez for months. The Dongyanna County Board of Commissioners will appoint a replacement clerk to serve out the remainder of Kraling's term, which ends December 31st, 2020. Democratic State Senator Howie Morales of Silver City is on the November ballot for New Mexico Lieutenant Governor. Tonight at 7 on Newsmakers, Morales talks about his decision to run for the post. Here's a preview.
It was a difficult decision that I had to make. I made that in December. And the reality of it is that in New Mexico, we've been struggling. We see where we're at with our economy. We haven't recovered from the recession. Jobs have been very scarce. Our education system has been really struggling as well as the healthcare environment of our state. When you look at all those issues and wanting to see how we can change the direction of New Mexico, that's why I chose to run as Lieutenant Governor, to utilize my experiences in the State Senate, specifically in the Finance Committee, to help address these issues, working together with the governor and bringing in policies that are going to help the people of the state of New Mexico. So I wanted to bring in momentum, wanted to bring energy and experience to the ticket, and at this point we've seen that that's been really what's been taking place.
That was State Senator Howie Morales, the Democratic candidate for New Mexico Lieutenant Governor. You can watch the entire interview tonight at 7 on Newsmakers. It's also on the Newsmakers page in the local TV section at krwg.org. Students return to class this month in Santa Fe, Texas, where the community is still coming to grips with a deadly school shooting last May. While schools around the country react differently to shootings, we have one student story. Kennedy Rodriguez attended Santa Fe High and tells in her own words how this changed her.
Gun violence has been in the news as long as I can remember, but I never knew how close gun violence would reach me. That started to change when my aunt invited me to join the March for Our Lives rally in Washington, D.C. At the rally, I saw how important the movement is, especially the young people. I knew I needed to get involved.
Never again! Never again! Never again!
Then the morning of May 18th, I got a call not to come to school. There was a shooter. Time seemed to stop, but everything around us moved so fast. I attended a prayer vigil that evening, and then fled to Austin to spend time with my aunt. Gun violence was personal now, and I felt the clock was ticking until another community was next. Immediately, other victims reached out to offer love and support. Messages from teens with March for Our Lives flooded my inbox. Founders of the Houston branch helped me and my friends organize a press conference. Here's what I told reporters.
I used to be so angry because I thought that the answer was so simple, and then it happened in my hometown. And now I just see its complexities and understand that there is not one simple solution.
My community in Santa Fe has differing views on what a solution looks like. It seems like most people don't see it as a gun problem. To try and find my personal solution, that weekend the Orange Generation was born. It's a nonprofit to spread awareness about gun violence and help victims. We chose that name because orange is the color for gun violence, and most of us were born the same year that the Columbine shooting happened. With Orange Gen, I've spent the summer advocating for gun violence prevention. I met with politicians, did interviews with media, and testified at the state capitol.
The time is now 10:11 a.m. The Committee on Criminal Jurisprudence will come to order. The clerk will call the roll.
I waited about 11 hours to speak.
Hi, my name is Kennedy Rodriguez. I'm 18, and I am a recent graduate of Santa Fe High School. I actually graduated on June 1st.
I asked state lawmakers to support red flag gun laws, which let authorities temporarily take away firearms from dangerous people.
You never think it will be you until it is. And you never think any one day will be your last. And then it was me. It was my school. And has been many others before and since. Please make these changes for us and listen to us. Because a lot of the people that have spoken today haven't been through what we have. They aren't dying. We are.
This summer, my efforts to join this movement came full circle. We teamed up with March for Our Lives and similar organizations for a voter registration rally in downtown Houston. I helped set up on a rainy Sunday afternoon and worked backstage. People from different organizations spoke, including Emma Gonzalez from Parkland.
Young people hold all the cards. and it's time that we put an end to the notion that one vote can't make a difference. If you feel like you're too young to make a difference, know this. There is no such thing as being too young. Pre-register yourself.
Before, I felt too young to make a difference, or that my voice was too small. I've learned that one person can make a difference, no matter how they do that. Activism doesn't always have to be large and loud. It's become part of my daily life, with little things. At graduation, I pinned an orange ribbon on my robe to honor victims of gun violence. Even though my school's dress code meant it had to go under my stole, I still wore orange.
That was Kennedy Rodriguez. She graduated from Santa Fe High in 2018 and now attends the University of Texas at Austin.